From RC Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Kate. And now your host, Kate.
Who's that?
It's Caleb. Hello, everyone. Welcome to It's Kind of Late. It's a little bit different now. Normally, you hear Caden at this time, and it's not Caden. It's Caleb. It's the producer. So, Caden is gone this week, unfortunately. If you're tuning in for the first time, it's usually one of our friends, Caden Coleman, who hosts. But he's not here today. He's on vacation. He's living the life in Florida, getting sunburnt. I've seen some pictures of him. He looks a little rough. Looks like his skin could tear off any second or something. So there's that. I just want to say, in the planning of this, I've realized that the way I do this is less of a talk show and more of a podcast. So don't expect any kind of big showy topics or games or anything. But it's going to be fun. Stick around for the hour. We're going to talk about some cool stuff. So first of all, I want to introduce my guest for today. Everyone give it up for Abigail Johnson.
Hello, that is I. I am Abigail.
So she's back. This is the second time on. How do you feel?
I feel elated. I feel amazing, you know, to have the opportunity to come here again and speak to some people. It's pretty phenomenal. So thank you. Thank you, Caleb.
Yes, it's going to be a good episode. So the first thing that I have that I wanted to talk about was the update on Britney Spears. If you guys were here last week or listened to the podcast or whatever, we talked about Britney Spears last week. And if you didn't know, she was under a conservatorship for over a decade under her dad. And it recently got into court to try to figure out if she needs to get out of that, stay in that, whatever. And unfortunately, they decided that they denied the request to be removed from the conservatorship. Hmm. So she is still under the conservatorship. Her money's being controlled by her dad. And it's actually kind of surprising because if you look in the news, they talk a lot about how she claims that it was abusive and that he was abusing his power.
Yeah.
And the judge decided it wasn't abusive enough, I guess. I don't know. But yeah,
that's
that.
Very shocking, especially because like everyone has been talking about that. You'd think that maybe it'd go the other way, but hey,
yeah, here
you
we
never
go.
Know.
So the judge decided it was not enough and denied to remove the dad from the conservatorship, so she is still under that. But I got a pretty good feeling that she'll still keep fighting it, and social media will keep fighting it as well, because it's kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So this next thing I have here is, it's kind of a cool thing, and I just saw it today. Tulsa has announced that July is officially Tulsa Music Month. So every July, it's a focus on local music, local bands, stuff that we love to play here on RSU Radio. And they just, you know, wanted to make a month that was dedicated for local musicians. So that's pretty cool. They announced it today.
Yeah, that is pretty neat. I think that's pretty cool for RSU Radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Oklahoma's pretty musical itself. Like, I know a lot of people in Oklahoma that are super interested in music. So not surprised. And the summer will kind of get you going, get you into new songs and get you into new things.
Yeah. We got a lot of local musicians as well. Not even just from Tulsa, just from Oklahoma in general.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's pretty cool. I'm excited for that. And we'll see what it looks like in the future for radio stations and just for, you know, I'm sure we'll do some kind of specialty for it. So,
and I almost wonder, like, in the future, if they're going to do like parades or like anything to like kind of celebrate that. Like, it's
cool.
One thing just to name it, like, you know, Music Month, but it's another thing to actually take action and do something,
yeah.
You know? So I wonder what they'll do.
That is true. Mm. I'd be very interested to see what happens going into the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing, we actually made it a whole episode once, but I think it's a cool little, like, a segment each week is to kind of talk about some weird news stories from that week. So I have three right here for us that we can talk about.
Okay.
And they're really weird.
Bring it on.
And they're not ranked as like the weirdest to, actually, I'll rank them ahead real quick. Okay. So I think the weirdest, the third weirdest one, so not the weirdest one, but they're all weird, is that this guy, or actually this, oh man, how do I rank these? I'll just say it. So this Iowa man was arrested at McDonald's, and he got arrested because he didn't get his McDonald's sauce.
Okay, and?
So he literally threatened to punch the employee that was working there.
Hello?
And then he threatened to bomb the location.
Okay, You're taking it a little far. Don't get lost in the sauce, dude.
Yeah. So,
hold up.
So, they kind of had to arrest him. I mean, it is illegal. You cannot call in a bomb threat for no reason.
You kind of have to arrest the dude. You can't just let him just go on. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Especially without a sauce.
So, he didn't get his McDonald's sauce. Yeah. I didn't say what kind of sauce. I don't know. I mean, they don't have...
What would you threat for, you know? Ketchup or like...
Ketchup. You can ketchup
anywhere.
Honey mustard. I'm thinking it's something like honey mustard.
Yeah, if it's honey mustard...
Sweet and sour. Some of the really good sauce. You're going to risk it all. The really good sauce at McDonald's. They don't have a signature sauce anymore, which I think it'd be about, but it's not.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's kind of worth it, but the...
What sauce would you threaten to bomb a building over?
Oh, cane sauce. By far. And I've seen, like, people can buy, like, the jugs and everything. No. Like, I don't think I could handle myself. So, cane sauce. I would... Mm. I'd go to jail for some cane sauce. Not Chick-fil-A?
See,
nah.
I'd say, on the flip side, Chick-fil-A sauce. That's my answer.
That's some crucial information right there.
Well, the thing is, okay, this is one thing that I've discussed with multiple people. And I think I've come to a conclusion personally, and I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
So... Cane's may have better sauce, mm-hmm. but without cane sauce, their chicken is nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of flaky. The little outside part.
But like with Chick-fil-A, the sauce is good, but like without sauce, you can still eat it.
Yeah, still, you know, you're kind of right. You're kind of right. But for me, like the cane sauce just wins me over. I'm like, listen, like you're right, but like cane sauce.
You want to get like one of those big old cups and just dunk your whole hand into it.
Yeah, I've seen people like doing that in videos and stuff. I'm like, dude, just dunk my hand in there, dude.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't say it's that good.
Mm, it's good. I could drink it, honestly.
But would you really threaten to bomb
mm-hmm.
over... Okay.
I'd threaten to bomb over the mention of cane sauce.
So call all the local canes and warn them right now that Abigail is going to come and bomb you if you don't have cane sauce. Okay, so... Also, I just want to point out something right now. I just got a text, in case you didn't hear that, from Caden. He's listening.
Caden,
the host
hello.
Of the show, is listening. He's in Florida right now,
aww.
But he gave me reins today. So I hope I, you know, give him justice.
Take the bull by the horns, and yeah. You know.
But he'll be back next week. So if you don't like me, don't worry. He'll be back. But you know, there's that. Okay, so the second story I wanted to bring up
mm-hmm.
is so there's this guy. They're all men. No, actually, there's not. There's a couple. But this guy, I forgot what state he was in. He was going to, so he bought a lottery ticket and he didn't win. And mm-hmm. so then he went to another store and bought it 5 minutes before the deadline and ended up winning it $200,000.
Are you kidding me? That's some In the Heights type stuff.
Yeah, he won $200,000 and he literally bought the ticket 5 minutes before they cut off.
Oh my goodness. What luck.
Yeah, whatever luck that guy has, like.
Whatever prayer he said before he went there.
Send me some of that luck, please, because I need it.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
So
that's the type of friend you need. You know what I mean? Not to be pretty, that person. But like,
it's pretty crazy. That is, man. And then the final one that I have, and this one I think is pretty crazy. I actually saw it. So I saw a meme about it a couple days ago, and I thought it was just like an edited photo, but it was real.
Huh.
So there's a couple in Louisiana, and they went to check their bank account one day, and there's $50 billion put into the bank account.
Hello?
A deposit.
From where?
From the United States government. They accidentally put $50 billion in someone's bank account.
Okay, but like, me next.
Yeah. But the thing is, and the couple was actually, they're way too, they're too trustworthy, not too trustworthy.
Too trustworthy.
They have a better honor system than I do because they saw they had it. And they, so their quote, I don't know the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, we didn't earn it, so we're not going to spend it. So they didn't spend any of it.
Okay, but, like, I feel like the government should do something for that. Like, well, thank you for, like, giving us back the $50 billion.
Well,
here's $100 billion.
You know our United States government. They wouldn't do that.
You're right.
They're kind of like, $3 trillion in debt. I don't think they can afford giving someone a little bit of...
I didn't think about that.
So, but, and then, like, 4 days later, they took it out. So, like, the screenshot that I saw a couple of days ago was them... It was someone's literally bank account, and it said negative... It was, I think it was, like... $49.99.
And I don't want to be like, I hope this isn't dumb, but I've heard so many things about like how the world is in so much debt, and I'm like, okay, who do we owe it to?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
like
the world
what
is in like $500 trillion debt. I'm like, okay,
and
just
I think
say we're not.
Yeah, and a lot of it a lot of United States debts to like other countries, but I mean, just print more money, right?
Yeah, that's true. I guess I didn't think about that.
Okay, that's not true. What's funny is I actually saw another story. This has nothing to do with this, but I saw another story where the United States actually is printing like too much money and it's getting close to like where it has like less value now. I can't remember the term of it.
Yikes.
Like a depression. So hopefully we don't go into depression again.
Yikes.
I just got out of one, man. I don't know. Just kidding.
For some reason, when you were talking about depression, I was thinking of like the Dust Bowl.
Yeah, the Great Depression. Yeah,
that's the same thing.
Yeah, okay, well, okay. It's in the same time. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's basically the same thing, because a lot of what the Dust Bowl was they weren't planting any crops because they were broke.
Mm.
So there's a bunch of dust sitting there.
Ah,
so just
interesting.
It
all I can think about when I think of like the Dust Bowl is how like grandparents now will put their glasses like upside down in cupboards because like back then, you know, the dust would come in and like their glasses would get all dusty, and that's where like that habit came from.
I didn't even know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So I went to a friend's house one time.
You learn something new every day.
Dust bowl.
So out of those three stories, which one's the craziest to you? I'll recap them again.
Recap.
Louisiana couple gets $50 billion from the United States government.
Mm.
Man wins $200,000 after he buys a lotto ticket 5 minutes before cutoff. And it was the second one, too. Second one in the same day.
Now, that adds something to it.
And the Iowa man arrested for not getting McDonald's sauce, so he threatens to punch the employee and bomb threat.
I'm going to have to say the U.S. government one.
I think so, too.
You think so, too?
Because I think the biggest thing for me was like the fact that it was the United States government. Like, the government. Like what we're supposed to consider, like...
That's an embarrassment.
The highest ranking.
Yeah.
And they're like, oops, $50 billion.
Oopsies.
Oh, no. I don't know about you, but if I saw that in my account, I'd be like, Best Buy run right now. Like, come on. I mean, they would have taken it away anyways, but...
For me, I'd be like, oop, mansion. My bad.
Yeah, a mansion. I don't think you can get approved for a mansion in 4 days.
Honestly.
Well, maybe if you found one and can put... Like, you're like, I'll give you 25... Actually, $50 billion, you could buy anything in cash. Like, you could
put a down payment.
You don't have to.
Show
you could
them?
Just pay it all right. A whole house for $50
yeah,
billion. Dollars.
Yeah. But I mean, to gain some trust, you know.
True.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like that's a very large amount of money to just accidentally put in someone's account. And
that's a lot.
They just took it all back. I think they probably left like a cent or something. Because the one I saw, it said they withdrew $49 billion.
Are you kidding?
And 99 cents. But maybe that's what the amount they put in. Yeah. I don't know. But I want to know, like, what were they sending that money to?
Yeah.
Because I just imagine some dude like just PayPaling like U.S. Treasury, $50 billion put on PayPal.
You better be paid off your debt, dude.
Yeah. Send it to China. Get us out of debt. Come on. So we're going to go ahead and get into a break, the first break. We got another one later on. But after this break, we're going to talk about some 4th of July traditions and then get into the meat and potatoes of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So stick around.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
So we are back on It's Kinda Late, not with Caden Coleman this week, with Mm-mm. me, the producer, Caleb. And I will say, it's kind of fun saying that. Caden always gets to say that, right? Every time the commercial ends, I hear Caden say, all right, guys, we're back. And now I get to. It's like I'm being past the reins or something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
But I'm not, because it's just 1 week. But it's still fun.
Yeah.
It's still fun.
Still
to
feels
do.
Nice. Still feels nice in the heart, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So far, we haven't talked about some news stories, some interesting things happening. Something that's coming up in the future, right? This weekend, 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite holidays. Where would you rank it on your holidays list?
Man, now that is a tough question.
I
How many
put
holidays
that on you,
are there really in a year? How many would you guess?
Some of them don't count. Like, I don't count President's Day. It's not a holiday.
Oh, no. Okay, let's say
Columbus
there's like
Day,
10.
Doesn't count.
I would rank it maybe 5th. It's in the middle.
So I actually, I put it number 2.
That's very cool.
I love fireworks. And that's what I have. I want to talk about 4th of July traditions. Because I think everyone has different traditions for different holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any specific 4th of July traditions that you do every year?
For me, we never did anything crazy. But I do remember I lived in a neighborhood growing up. And so we would sit out on the driveway and we just like mooch off of other like... fireworks. We did some though. We did like the snakes. We actually had some pretty sick fireworks, but I remember we'd just watch because like literally everyone in the neighborhood did them, so we just watch other people's because they'd be like literally right next door, so they were really cool. And we get to see how like our neighbors' kids freak out and stuff, and like, oh my goodness, the Roman candles, let's freaking
did
go.
You ever hold them? Do you get to hold
oh
them
yeah oh yeah. So I remember that, and like, you know, for me, what meant a lot to me was like, obviously sparklers. And like my dad showed me like the sparklers and we'd always do that together. That and the Roman candles.
Well, unfortunately, you're not in a suburban neighborhood anymore.
No.
So you're not around a lot of people that do fireworks.
So the traditions out the window. It's a fresh, clean slate, might I add.
That works.
Yeah.
So I actually do live in a neighborhood still, a pretty packed neighborhood. And one of the things that I like to do, so we moved in my current house about, I don't know, seven years ago or so. And what I figured out in that time is that, so I can climb out my window and sit on my first story roof. And I would just go up there and I'll just sit on the roof and just look over like the whole city and just watch all of our, it's so much fun.
That is so nice.
It is a lot of fun. And Caden's kind of coast right now. He says, I would shoot people down with my Roman candles.
Of course you would, Caden. Who else?
But what's interesting is that I was never allowed to hold them until like 2 years ago.
Really?
Because they always had those, you know, disclaimers, do not hold them. But I mean, like my uncles always did. And I was like one of those kids that's like, man, I wish
I could just hold one of those Roman candles.
And so I did, and I finally have got to.
Dude, I was fresh out of the womb, like 2 weeks old, holding one of those Roman candles, aiming it at people.
So what I talked about, so I had a, if you guys didn't know, I'm actually the host of Radio Rewind every Friday at 1 p.m. And on that show today, I was talking about mine, and so we do a lot of fireworks in my house, either whether it's at my house or we started going to my grandparents' lake house in Lake Eufaula. And it's really fun being out there because it's like a huge wide open area and you can do like whatever you want with. You don't have to have a permit. Like you do, but like, I mean, who's going to come arrest you? Come on.
Yeah.
And so like my uncles, they like spend like half their year's, you know, salary on fireworks or something. And they go all out. It's a lot of fun. And they end up, they shoot the big old ones at people. It's not on purpose. It's on accident. Like last year, they had it propped up where it like they had it popped over where it'd shoot over the lake. Like they had it like aimed towards the lake.
Uh-huh.
So when exposed, you can like see it in the reflection of the water.
Wow.
But what happened was, I guess there was more than one, and so it like fired that one into the lake, and then it fell over and pointed towards us,
Hello?
And then fired one at us. And
no.
I was actually inside of our little lake house that we had, and it's like metal.
No sir.
And I could hear it like blow up like right above me in the metal, like echoed. It was scary.
Okay, speaking of. Today I was working at a firework stand type thing, and I wasn't working for the stand, but I was working alongside it. And someone who was working with me, I spoke to them and I was like, I wonder what they're going to do with all of these leftover fireworks. Cause there was a lot. And then he was like, see, but we weren't thinking logically. And he was like, you know what? Like what I would do is just like take a match and just drop it. And then,
well, that would probably chaos. Like blow up buildings. So I wouldn't recommend
true.
That.
But can you imagine though, walking away like the Joker?
But they just reuse them every year. Like they don't have like an. I mean, they do have like an expiration date, but it's not very like.
You don't have.
It's like
to
every
really
couple years, so it's like might as well keep them.
Yeah.
But what I actually heard this year is that like because of there's a bunch of like higher tax rates and blah 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 blah, where all the countries where they're shipping fireworks and like assembling them, it's a lot more expensive to get them, so they're charging like quadruple the price normally.
Oh
now.
My goodness.
So. Fireworks are expensive. If you've bought them, I'm sure you've already realized that. Hopefully you bought them already. I mean, it's already Friday.
So well, in post-COVID, everyone's won fireworks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, and I'm excited, though. We're going to go out to the lake and do that. But yeah. So it's fun to watch it from my house, fun to watch at the lake. I love fireworks. Love watching them.
Actually, you know what? We do have a new tradition that we've done. I think we did it last year, too. My dad can smoke some really good ribs. Like crazy good ribs. So we're going to do that this year.
Sounds great.
So like grilling is a big thing. I can like that's a trend.
Grilling and it's a crucial part of 4th of July.
Yeah, if you're not grilling.
Like if you don't either
grill
on either 4th of July or Memorial Day, like are you even a dad? Like
yeah, it's a dad thing. It's definitely a dad thing. If you're a college student, break out that air fryer.
Yeah, I have one. I love air fryers. But my grandpa does it. He loves to cook. He loves to grill specifically. He doesn't like to cook. That's my grandma. Grandpa loves to cook, and we have a lot of people at our 4th of July, so he's going to have to cook a lot of hot dogs.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
It is. So we're going to go into the bulk of this episode.
Let's go.
The main reason why. So whenever I was tasked with putting this show together, I got really nervous, and I was like, what are we going to talk about? Because I can talk for a while, but I like to have a direction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking up things, got some input from other people, and the topic of conspiracy theories came up multiple times. So today we're going to talk about some of our favorite conspiracy theories. And before we get really started at all, I want to specifically like nail down that we do not endorse these conspiracy theories. we're not like RC Radio is not in support of them. We don't believe them. We don't, you know, that kind of thing. Now, if you want to look it up and figure out your own opinion, that's on you. But these, we're just kind of bringing up some weird ones that we thought are interesting. They're, some of them are very well known. Some of them aren't known at all. So yeah, it'll be fun.
Kind of for like kicks and giggles. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some of these are so outlandish.
But some of these, like, come some on. Of these are hard not to believe.
Yeah, very true. That out. Very just put true. That out now. But they are conspiracy theories. Yeah, so it's kind of
not
like,
being proven. And one of the things that I think is interesting while doing research for this was all of these, there's always some kind of like person or a group or whatever that fights against it and like tries to prove that it's wrong. And I always think, you know, like if that conspiracy theory were true, like of course they're going to have to go out. Like it's really hard to believe the people who work for the company or whatever, because of course they're going to want to prove it false.
True.
But that's just a nice little note. And they might be right. I don't know. We do not endorse these. Just one more disclaimer.
Keep that in mind.
My boss is holding me at gunpoint right now and telling me to say that. So we do not endorse these.
Get the gun away.
But they're fun to talk about. And they're kind of, you know, they're kind of...
Yeah.
They're fun. So the first one is not really a conspiracy theory. Because it used to be at one point and now it's been confirmed.
Whoa.
But it has to do with webcams and being watched on a webcam.
Scary.
And because I remember a while back, people were so worried. Like, oh my gosh, like... If you looked around in any kind of like college classroom or whatever, and there's always tape on the webcam. And I mean, it's been proven that it happens.
Oh my goodness.
Like people look through webcams.
Yeah.
And there's two reasons why. Or actually there's one reason why, really. And it's hackers using malware, and they'll get into your computer and just watch you. Kind of weird. How do you feel about that?
Weird. No, once I found out, I guess it was a few years ago, I have a laptop, obviously, and like even in my phone sometimes I'm like, hello. But like for my laptop, I would like sit there and I was like, stop looking at me, like put tape or something over it.
And it's weird it's really weird how it just like hits you all of a sudden.
Yes.
Like you'll be sitting there like let's say you're sitting on the toilet and you're like just scrolling through Twitter or TikTok or whatever, and you're like, they know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
They're staring at me.
You're like, dude. Hello?
And so like a meme that kind of came from it, and who knows if this is real or not, I don't know, but a meme that came out of it was that everyone had their own personal FBI agent.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And so maybe the government's watching you and they're like, what are you doing?
I would not second guess that, because I know like in other countries that is very prevalent.
Yeah.
And it's like a well-known fact. They're like, yeah, the government's watching us all the time.
I just don't know if everyone has their own individual one. I know I have my own.
What do you think his name
is? His name's Zach. We talk all the time.
You answered that very quickly.
His name's Zach. We talk all the time. Like whenever he's on vacation, like I just get some random guy, but I don't know who. Like it changes every time.
I really hope mine's a redhead. Speaking of redheads,
are you a redhead? They can't see you. They don't know if you're redhead. Are you redhead?
Yeah, I am a redhead. Okay. Actually, I need to clarify that. I'm a redhead, and let me tell you. Speaking of conspiracies and everything like that, there is a conspiracy, okay, that redheads are aliens. I found that when researching.
Well, the thing is, one thing that's not a conspiracy theory is that redheads don't have souls.
That's I'm on board confirmed. With that. And listen, I'm a redhead, guys. It's confirmed.
Yeah.
At this point.
So, unfortunately, redheads do have. So, if you're ever out there and you're like, do redheads have souls?
Let's see. If this is true or rubbish.
It is, in fact,
true.
So, there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
So, you don't have a soul, confirmed.
Yeah, don't have a soul, and I'm also from...
Now, that is. These are probably the only two conspiracy theories that I have. I don't know about you, but have been confirmed. The rest are kind of just... who knows?
Now, mine are up in the air.
So, the next one I want to talk about is one that... It's not really a conspiracy theory particular. It is. It's the topic of aliens. Are aliens real? What is your thought on that?
My thought is not very like a popular belief. I believe that there are other beings, and I do believe in like demons, but aliens from like Mars or like Venus or Pluto or anything like that, I don't really believe as much. But I will say it is hard to wrestle with the fact that like we could be the only species. Yes. Like I'm like,
because that's my same thought as well. And if you, I don't know if you've realized or the people realize, but there was a report that was released by the government recently regarding aliens. And Caden talked about that last week. And basically there's like 144 objects that they could not explain, 143 out of 144 they couldn't explain. And I even have a quote right here from the government, and it says, quote, One of the reports only it's not actually from their government. It's from an article about the government.
Oh.
But it says one of the report's only substantial conclusions is that the craft encountered by the military. My goodness, I can't talk. One of the report's only substantial conclusions is that the craft encountered by the military, objects that showed unusual flight capabilities, were not created by classified programs run by the U.S. government or the Pentagon. So basically what they confirmed was they confirmed the existence of UFOs.
Wow.
But then again, UFOs, anything unidentified, so that could be a lot of things.
That is true.
But, I mean, I think that's kind of the government saying, it's not us, so...
We don't know who it is.
But my thought is, right, so there are only 8 planets in our solar system. And I think a lot of people will think that about that. 9 if you include Pluto.
Yeah.
I include Pluto.
Yeah, me too.
But
we'll leave out our man Pluto.
Yeah. I think that... So there's 9, right?
Yeah.
But there's not more. There's not only 9 in the whole solar system. Actually, look it up, right? There's not 8 of them. There's not like 2 solar systems. There's not 16. There's over 3,000 planets confirmed.
Wait, see when it's stuff like that, I'm like, how can I genuinely say?
Yes. How is there no way that out of 3,000 planets, there's not any other form of life on any of them?
And we can say that like Earth is it?
Yeah.
No.
So that's my thought on it. You can think of what you want.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in aliens, good for you. If you do.
I don't have an opinion about it, honestly.
It's kind of up in the air.
It is really up in the air. And no one can say for certain, I feel like, you know.
Yeah. So do you? I'll say one, you can say one. What's one that you have, you think is...
A conspiracy?
An interesting conspiracy theory.
Oh, man, I have so many. First, okay, one that has always been interesting to me, okay, is Avril Lavigne. Now, Caleb, do you know who Avril Lavigne is?
Barely.
Okay. So in the early 2000s, she came out with a few songs like Girlfriend, Skater Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a few other ones. And basically, this whole theory says that she has a clone right now and Avril Lavigne is dead. And the new Avril is a clone named Melissa. Hear me out. Okay. Now, I believed this for a little bit. Now, as of today, I don't. Well, let me tell you what happened. Okay, so Avril, she was this like punk rock, like goth singer. And in the very early 2000s, she got really famous. And then 2003 came. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I wish I had that.
Cute.
I'm sorry.
2003 came. Yeah. 2003 came. And she started to not like fame and like stardom, like paparazzi and like people always knowing her. She didn't like it. She was like, I don't like attention. I don't want this. She had a friend named Melissa that looked a lot like her. And apparently they would be in the studio and like they would try to get Melissa to sound like Avril, like just for kicks. Like, you know, like, haha, like Caleb, sound like Abigail. Yeah. Like, you know. And so they like found out like, man, she really sounds like Avril. Well, in 2003, Avril was really going through a lot. And like a lot of her songs represent that. And you can hear it in some of her albums. You're like, man, some of these lyrics are intense, you know. Well, it's theorized. Here's the conspiracy. Okay. It's theorized that in 2003, she took her life, Avril. And Melissa took her place as Avril Lavigne because they look similar. Now, listen, hear me out. You really have to look into it because the evidence can be kind of convincing and startling.
And that's,
because I got to just say, she's taken a picture and she had Melissa written on her hand during this phase. And the new girl is like, she wears pink and her music like changed a little. She like her face looks slightly different, like enough to like draw conclusions. So, and you can compare like them singing live, it's a little different.
That's one of the most interesting things about conspiracy theories is that all of these have some sort of proof to support it. And I'm not saying any of these are real. Once again, we're not endorsing any of these.
Mm-mm.
But it's weird. Some of these things, they are weird, and you look into them and you're like, okay, that's a little weird.
Yeah, because I don't really believe this anymore, but like when I look at the evidence, I'm like, uh-oh.
There's a reason why people believe it and fight for it.
So
the next one that I have on here is one that it kind of came up. So a YouTuber had this in a video recently about a year ago, 2 years ago, and it was a big deal. Okay. So I have some music for us. So basically what the conspiracy is that Chuck E. Cheese reuses pizza slices
uh-huh.
from different pizzas.
Oh, man.
And the reason why people think this is because if you look at pictures of Chuck E. Cheese pizza, almost all of them, the crusts are not lined up. The pepperonis are like in different spots. Like it would make so much sense if they just took leftover slices from one pizza, moved it to another, made it into another. So that's the conspiracy theory. If you want to look it up, look up pictures of dough, or look up pictures of Chuck E. Cheese pizza right now. Like the dough doesn't line up, the crust doesn't line up. It's very sketchy.
I have seen that picture. There's one particular, like, I can't even talk. There's one particular picture.
There's a lot of them, yeah.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And I even, like, if you even order pizza, I haven't done this, but I've seen YouTube videos of people order pizza and it's everywhere. Like, it's
for
not,
why?
It doesn't look like the same pizza. Now, so, actually, the Chuck E. Cheese PR department actually made a statement about it. And basically, all they said was, no, we make our dough fresh in the kitchen.
Okay, yes,
and that's it. They didn't deny the accusations. They did confirm that they do have a separate delivery. Like, so if you order pizza from Pascal's Pizza, it's actually made in a Chuck E. Cheese kitchen, but delivered like through DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever, and it's delivered to your house. But they don't say it's Chuck E. Cheese Pizza. It's called Pascal's.
That's weird.
And the reason why people are like, well, why? And they said, well, we put more sauce on it, more cheese on it. Like, it's more ingredients.
More ingredients. It's pizza.
So I think the fact that they didn't deny accusations is a little weird.
That is strange. And it sounds like they're also kind of like distracting.
But I have heard from people who worked there that said that basically they, for safety reasons, they don't use that sharp of a cutting tool. And so it kind of like gets caught up on stuff and messes it up.
Okay, but the pictures that I've seen,
I don't know.
There'll be like one pizza and it's like the size of my hand, and then the next one is like the size of a notebook.
They're different sizes, but also like here, I'll Google it right now to see what you people can see at home. So you just look at Chuck E. Cheese pizza and you like go to the images, and like you can see a lot of them, like the slices are different sizes. Like, straight up, the different sizes.
Well, and the pepperoni, like, half of it will end on one piece, and then the next slice, like, does not have that pepperoni on there.
So it's a little weird.
But I have eaten there before, and it was, as far as I remember, it was normal.
And it tastes good. It's pretty good pizza.
Yeah, it tastes good.
I mean, it's about as good as you can get from a children's arcade, so.
True. And I have heard, like, I think I watched a YouTube video when this craze kind of, like, began, and someone went and tested it out, and it was normal. Like,
see,
it was normal.
I saw
pizza.
A video where they didn't, and they even did delivery service, and it was different.
Oh my goodness.
But see, at the same time, if it's a delivery service, why would they, and it was during like the peak pandemic last year, so they didn't have anybody, so why would they be using old slices with new pizzas? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, especially during COVID.
So yeah. I don't know. It's, again, all of these have not been confirmed. I don't actually think this one's true, but you know, that's it for you to decide. Go look it up, I guess.
Okay, well, I've got a fun one, okay?
Yeah.
I heard this sometime today, and it... I can't. Now, this one is definitely outlandish. Okay, this theory is called humans have never flown and never will. Okay.
Like in an airplane?
Period. Just period.
Well, I would agree that humans have not flown in the air before by themselves.
Let me tell you. So there's people, okay, there's a lot of people, you'd be surprised, who believe that the first airplane flights did not happen. That did not happen. And that modern planes are bullet trains with really good TV screens for windows.
Bruh. That is ridiculous.
But listen, hear me out, though. I thought about it. And I have been on many a plane in my life. And I've thought, it does not physically make sense to me. My brother, now listen, he's a pilot. Okay, Michael, if you're listening, no offense. But it is suspicious because I have ridden in some planes and I've been like, how are we going up in the air right now? Like,
but how do you explain literal videos of airplanes going in the sky? Also, we've seen airplanes in the sky.
That's the evidence that's against it.
If you look in the air, you can see an airplane.
That's the evidence that is hard to ignore.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. But there's also some people who conspirize that.
I don't know if that's a word.
It is now. That have conspirized that we are living in a simulation. So maybe that's a simulation.
That's one of the ones I have later on. We'll talk about
it. So we'll
touch
on that.
Yes.
But let me tell you, there's an actual group, okay?
Oh, man.
You're going to be
surprised.
There's
always groups.
I know.
There's always groups.
And
Facebook groups, probably.
The group is called The Man Will Never Fly Memorial Society. And guess who's in it? Pilots.
Bruh.
pilots.
So they're okay.
That's it's a suspicious. Ton of pilots, and they're a part of this group, and they believe that man will never fly. Now, if that is
they're the
not
ones
convincing
evidence,
okay, but if that's not convincing evidence,
it's not. I mean, you can literally look up in the sky and see an airplane flying.
It's a simulation, though. Conspirized.
So here's the only way we can prove this wrong, right? So I'm gonna book a flight, and you're gonna go to the airport,
uh-huh.
and you're gonna watch my plane go in the air.
Okay, but it's a simulation. It's really good TV screens that they got for Windows.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah,
makes sense. Yep, what if you're standing outside?
They've got really good
projectors
and yeah.
Oh boy.
VR. It's very good
okay.
VR.
So I have one next on my list that I'm going to skip for now because I like it. It's juicy. So we'll save it for later.
Oh, okay.
But so the next one that I have, I'm sorry, I didn't play the music for you. But the next one that I have.
Mine was not worthy of music.
is that basically.
Hello?
Shakespeare was not one real person. William Shakespeare was a pen name for multiple people writing. And then they just put Shakespeare on it.
You are joking. Why am I already believing this?
Because here's some of the evidence, right? He never attended college. He only went to like high school. I don't know if it was whole high school, but like primary education, that's it.
Okay.
So how did he have all the vocabulary to write all these sophisticated writings? And there's also evidence, it's not proven, but there's people think that his parents were illiterate. So where did he get all this? Where did he get all this knowledge from?
Nah, that is compelling.
Another thing is there's actually no official like legal documents that indicated he was an author at all, ever.
So he was just like a man out of pocket, just writing, or?
And one of the ones multiple. That I saw, I don't really think this is a big deal, but they said that so whenever he died and he wrote his will, he did not include any books. So like if you're an author, wouldn't you have a large library of books? It's a little weird.
That is strange.
But he didn't have any.
I personally am starting to believe that. Now, I'm not saying that I endorse that, but I'm willing to research into that.
Convincing.
I'm willing to bring that up to my high school English teacher and see what her thoughts are.
I don't think she would know. But yeah, was Shakespeare just a pen name for multiple writers? Who knows?
It's a good pen name. If I were going to choose a pen name, I'd choose Shakespeare.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't agree. I wouldn't.
Don't steal my pen
right,
name.
I'm sorry. So that's pretty interesting, right?
There. Yeah. Well, I've heard another one about Shakespeare. Now that you mentioned that, so Shakespeare's wife was Anne Hathaway, and today's Anne Hathaway. I know it's the same name. Today's Anne Hathaway looks a lot like her, and there's I think like she's. Let me check. I'll get back with you. She's with someone, who looks exactly like Shakespeare did.
That is very odd.
I know.
I have another one that's kind of related to that later on, too. I have two, like, actually the one I was talking about earlier, yeah. Three good ones really good left.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So, basically, what happened is people are supporting the theory that the modern day couple, Anne Hathaway, and let's see, who is it? Oh my goodness, it's her husband. Anne Hathaway and her husband are direct reincarnations of William Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway. I know.
I've got the music again. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But Google a picture of William Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway and then look up Anne Hathaway and her husband.
That's suspicious.
Compelling. That's weird.
I haven't looked it up, but I will later.
So
if you're at home right now, do it.
I like the idea that Shakespeare was like, hey, in our next life.
But see, that conflicts, though. Because my conspiracy that Shakespeare didn't exist.
Now that...
So if he didn't exist, how could he be married to Anne Hathaway?
That is compelling. That is compelling.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. So I have another one.
Okay, let's hear it.
I got my music ready.
Get your music. He's putting his music on.
So I'm going to... How do I rank these? Because I want to save the best one for last.
Yeah.
The best one for last. So yeah. we'll go back to the second... The first out of three. So, the next conspiracy, and I think a lot of this people have heard about this, is the New World Order. Basically, it's an emerging totalitarian world government. So, it includes celebrities, political leaders, people of power, all these kind of people. and they're basically all part of this society that wants to make a totalitarian government for the entire world. Kind of weird. But the weird thing about it, okay, the funny thing about it is people think it includes, may include aliens and lizard people.
Yep.
So there's that. But what, so this is kind of weird. And
there's the kicker.
This is part of the conspiracy theory, and I think it's odd to think about even not in a conspiracy theory term. So they think the base of it is the Denver airport because
now
of these
listen.
Reasons.
Yeah.
The Denver airport is the largest airport, I think, in the world. It's huge. It's I even looked it up, it's twice as big as the island of Manhattan. It's a huge airport. And what's weird is that, so this airport took way longer than it should have to construct.
Like, what are y'all doing?
And the weirdest thing about it is it actually cost over $2 billion more than what it should have cost.
Where'd that $2 billion go? Into that one elderly couple's bank account?
To answer that question, people think that $2 billion went towards making underground buildings, underground tunnels, for multiple reasons, right?
Yeah.
It could be because whenever there's the apocalypse, they got on into the Denver airport, I guess. Or maybe it's their headquarters, maybe it's, who knows. But there's tunnels and buildings underground. And I've heard reports of up to like 5-story tall buildings underground, like very tall.
5-story tall?
And which one of the things that does not help is, first of all, the staff of it has not denied this at all. Like, they kind of go along with it. Even the owner of the airport is kind of like, oh yeah, that'd be weird if there's aliens down in like a whole society that's built around here.
I feel like that's kind of a common theme, like for restaurants and stuff, whenever people are like, I've heard that, and it's kind of like, well,
just go along with it. And it also doesn't help that the airport's dedication marker, there's like a little plaque in it, credits an organization called the New World Airport Commission for building it.
There's no way that can be real.
It's a conspiracy. I don't know.
Well, true.
So, even if you take out the conspiracy aspect of it, why was this airport $2 billion over budget?
Where'd it go?
And take like, I don't remember how long it was, but it had to be months to years past what it should have taken to remodel it, because they remodeled it. It was built in like the 50s and they remodeled it recently.
Wow.
Like in the last couple of decades, I guess. But
you know what, Sam, we need to get Owen Wilson.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, that'd be a good
one. I'll contact my producer.
Huh.
yeah so we're gonna go ahead and get to the last break so I can get into these final, these are like the bangers, these are the chef's kiss of conspiracy theories. So I'll catch you all after this quick break.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
So we are back on It's Kind of Late. Once again, not with Caden Coleman. This is not the Caden Coleman episode. This is the Caleb episode. And I'm here with Abigail. We're talking about some conspiracy theories. We've talked about some weird ones so far. I think you have, one more left?
Yeah. So earlier with the New World Order conspiracy, you mentioned reptilian people. And I want to talk about some reptiles really quick, okay?
Talk about some reptiles. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So in the 1900s, okay, there was this guy. And his name was, I believe it's David Icke or something like that. I-C-K-E. Anyway, this man, basically, he...
Was he a man?
He was a man. And he was famous. He was like a sports famous person, like well-known. And he theorized that like the top famous political leaders, and he started out with the royal government in Europe, were actually reptilian people. And he basically was saying that like it was back in Babylonian times.
What was that?
And so he thinks that like these people basically like live and breathe as reptile humanoids, and they like can clone and like shape shift. What? And so he got a bunch of people on board, and like now it is this huge thing, and it is like shape-shifting people, and they are like all these famous people. Like if you go and look on TikTok or Twitter or stuff, people have videos of like Justin Bieber and
turning
like,
into a lizard.
Yes. And like it's the ways there's like what? These people that believe this, they like have a checklist of ways, and it's like their eyes need to look like reptiles, their tongue needs to be like kind of like double-tongued, and like these people like
a forked tongue.
Yeah, like a forked tongue, and they can look like kind of pale and like green. And if you look, like so many celebrities, people have either made these videos look like that or found videos that look suspicious. And so basically what I think this stems from, okay, and what I researched into this, I think people believe in this reptile conspiracy, perhaps. I mean, the research is it's compelling. And even Russell Brand is a believer in this, by the way. I don't know if you know my man Russell. He believes in this. And he's one of the followers. Like, these people have conventions and, like, thousands of people will go. So basically, what I think this stems from is, like, years and years ago, we were conditioned to be afraid of snakes. Because obviously, like, to keep ourselves alive, we need to be away from snakes. And so I think it's biological.
They're dangerous creatures, yeah.
Yeah, they're dangerous. So it's like biological. It's a biological component. Mm. So I think now, whenever we associate that with famous people, we're like, yeah, they're reptilian.
That could also, like, explain that people are so obsessed, like, werewolves and stuff, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of the same psychological thing.
Yep, like, I'm afraid of wolves. Okay, like, that and humans you're together is, like, the worst.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to mention that in terms of reptilian people. Maybe some celebrities might be.
Maybe
it's
they're
a conspiracy.
All in the New World Order.
Oh, maybe.
Who knows?
Let's hear what yours
speaking
is.
Of, I have two more left. I'm trying to hurry because these are good. So I've got to bring the music back for these.
Oh my goodness.
So the first one is, you've probably heard of this. Walt Disney's actually frozen under Disneyland.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I have heard this.
So in case you haven't heard it, I'll kind of explain it a little bit. So basically, in 1966, when Walt Disney died, he was cremated. Quote-unquote cremated,
supposedly.
Right?
Supposedly.
But the thing was, is cryogenics were around during that time. They were,
what is that?
They were starting to become, the idea was starting to come into society. Basically, what happened is you can freeze your body, freeze your mind, freeze whatever, in order to stay in time. And you, like, get stuck in a chamber. It's called a cryogenics chamber. And the theory is that he got cryogenics whenever he died, and he's buried under, his chamber is buried under the Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disneyland.
No.
And he actually died from lung cancer. So people are thinking that he knew he had lung cancer and, like, faked his death and then froze himself until it's cured. And then he can come back to life.
Hello. So you can come back to life if you do the cryogenics.
If you do cryogenics, I don't know if it's even real, but supposedly once you're unthawed, like, your body just kind of like Captain America.
Yeah, I would love to meet Walt Disney. So I wanna believe this.
And the reasons, which imagine going to Disneyland, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden Walt Disney's walking around.
You're like, hello.
Like, you died like 100 years ago, dude. Maybe it was like 80 or whatever, but
like, has rigor mortis not set in?
Like, some of the, maybe cryogenics, I don't know. So some of the reasons why people believe this, and these are kind of weird. So right before he died, these are all kind of rumors. They could be fake, but there's rumors that he was so this was actually true. He was fascinated with our future. And I don't know how much you know about Disney. You know a lot about Disney, but the people, you know, he was fascinated with the future, and he had all these ideas of, like, rides that are based off future. And so,
like,
it's
Tomorrowland,
like,
that's a thing there.
Yeah. And so he was so fascinated with the future. So of course you want to live in the future, freeze himself and wake up in the future. Now there was rumors that he was interested in immortality and cryogenics, because there's a book that came out in 1964, 2 years before he died, by Robert C.W. Ettinger, called The Prospect of Immortality. And that was kind of the first ideas of immortality, and he mentions cryogenics in it. And so people are saying he was interested in it before he died.
Oh my goodness.
So who knows?
This is compelling.
And it goes from, like, his head being, which is, I don't know why you'd do your head, but it goes from his head just his entire body.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Walt Disney's head is underneath Disneyland and stuff, but his whole body is more believable. Because I'm like, what's the purpose? If you're going to have Walt Disney's head frozen, put it on a pedestal.
And if you're that rich, you can't afford cryogenics. You can't afford all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Especially back in the 60s where everything was really cheap and he was really rich.
Yeah. So honestly, I believe, I am more apt to believe the whole body. But I'm not sure if I'm sold. It is a conspiracy, so it's not proven.
Yeah, do your own research, people. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is really weird about this, right? And Caden actually just reminded me, but I had it in my notes, Caden, so you're not ahead of me here. Movie Frozen was released. And if you look up Walt Disney Frozen, you can't find anything about him being frozen. It's just the movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Starring Elsa and Anna. So maybe he actually is frozen, and they released a movie called Frozen, because right after this movie came out, like, what, 2016, 2017, it was like right around the peak where people were like, maybe he is frozen. Rumors have always been spreading since he died.
Yeah. But
with you know, with social media coming up and stuff.
Like, so it's like a key word now. Like if you
Google Disney frozen, you can't find him frozen.
Wow.
Find the movie frozen.
Caden, you got a point there. I'm glad you reminded.
Not only did they cover up a conspiracy theory, they also made like billions of dollars just from the movie alone, not even merchandise and stuff. So,
wow.
Very odd.
Very
and my final one, this one is one that I have no belief in, but it's so interesting. And actually, I found some stories of people trying to support it. So we'll talk about that. So, like yours, right? We all live in a simulation. It's not a real world. What's happening is not real. We're all living in some dude's VR headset or whatever. I don't know.
VR headset.
But people think that we're in, and it goes from everything like we live in the Matrix to like we live in a video game, different kinds of, but basically we live in a simulation. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's true, but it's funny that people think, like, I think some people use it as a way to like cope with like their own, you know, fears and emotions, like, oh, well, it's just a simulation, so it doesn't matter. That's my theory on it.
Wow. And I will say, this can be dangerous because I have gotten in this mindset before where I've been like, it's a simulation. Who cares? Like, what matters? Yeah. You can really get yourself in trouble with that.
So I looked into it more, and there's a Reddit group, and I can't remember the name of it. I just looked it up recently. But basically, in this Reddit group, this is people sharing stories of them experiencing the simulation breaking.
Oh.
Some of the stories are weird.
Some of it can be intriguing.
Yeah. So that's, I compiled some of the more intriguing ones, right?
Okay.
So the first one was, so there's this guy and his neighbor calls him up. He's like, hey, I need help moving out. So he goes over to his house. He brings, like, they move the furniture. So he moves the couch downstairs and no problem, you know. And then they get the chair that was in his house and they start moving it out. And all of a sudden he slips and he falls. And like he's falling in the air. And he sees the chair coming at him, and all of a sudden he like wakes up, and it's the same day again.
What?
And he says that he woke up that same day, and he gets a call from his neighbor. Hey, I'm moving out. Can I get help with my couch?
You better
chair?
Say no.
And he said, I told my neighbor, I don't know about the chair. And he says, I never told you about a chair. How did you know there's a chair?
Wow.
So that he says that it was a glitch in the simulation. He wasn't supposed to die in the simulation, so he just respawned, I guess.
My goodness.
I never thought about him responding. That's kind of funny.
Now, listen to this, though. What you're reminding me of, I saw a TikTok the other day, of course, but they were saying that, like, they were sitting in a car, okay? And they were with their family, and they were sitting there, and they were thinking all of a sudden, oh my goodness, we're about to hit the semi in front of us and die.
Yeah.
Did you see that? And
no,
then
I didn't
they
see
said
that, but
that,
I saw
like,
similar ones, yeah.
Yeah, and they said that, like, right at, they mentioned it to their family, and they were both like, we were thinking that too. And that reminds me, like, maybe it's a simulation because these people all had that same, like, awakening of, like, we're about to die. You know what I mean?
And you're around kids a lot, obviously, mm-hmm. with your job and everything. And have you ever noticed kids breaking character? Because I've heard stories, like, there's one he said, he was with his son, he's, like, 5, and all of a sudden he's, like, he, like, goes in this really intellectual, like, you know, and then he ends it off with, you've been one of the best dads that I've had.
One of?
Yeah. And
it's
a little weird. Maybe he spawned a different parents, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
But he said, he's like 5, and he was like, man, he didn't say man, but he's like 5, and he comes, he's like, father, like, you are such an intellectual and kind man. Like, things that 5-year-old would not say.
Hello.
But the funniest story that I read about all this, well, I wanted to ask you, have you ever seen a kid break a simulation?
Oh, yeah. Not off the top of my head, but of course. For me, what makes me think of, like, simulations and, like, breaking is pets. Because, like, sometimes dogs can look like humans.
That is true.
In their eyes. And I'm like, this is not real.
Like, you're looking at me with your human eyes.
Yeah. So yeah. That's part of the simulation for me.
And it's weird. I've heard of stories long ago, and this was more of, like, a horror aspect. But it's like, the kid, like, there's always, like, the trope of, like, oh, the doll's haunted with the serial killer, like, Chucky and stuff. But I've heard some of where, like, it'll be, like, a picture of family in the newspaper, and a kid's like, oh, my gosh, I killed them. And you're like,
We're like, oh, kid. Grandma, I love them. And, like, they've, like, passed forever ago.
Yeah. So there's that. And the most interesting story of this, and I will say, I don't believe in it, right? I don't think we're living in a simulation.
It's a conspiracy.
This story is really entertaining to listen to.
Let's hear it.
So basically, this guy was driving down the street with his kid. He's in Los Angeles, I think he said. And he sees this guy, like, he stopped at a red light, right by the crosswalk, and he sees a guy about to cross. And so he looks at his kid, and like, okay, mind you, they're in a car, the window's pulled up, the radio's on, air conditioning's on, and he looks at his kid, and he's like, hey, that guy right there, he's gonna, like, whenever he's crossing, he's gonna stop in the middle of the street and, like, take his phone out and look at it. Which, I mean, to be fair, is people do that a lot. Like, it's kind
we're
of
all
common.
Addicted to
yeah.
our phones.
And it's kind of common if you're crossing the road. Like, I don't know about you, but whenever I, like, get in an awkward situation, I pretend I'm texting someone or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, not that weird. But he says the man crosses the road, takes his phone out, looks at it, exactly like he said, same place and everything. And then the guy looks at the driver and smiles at him.
Uh-uh. No, I'm actually teary-up.
And keeps walking.
That's scary.
And, like, his windows are up. There's no way the guy could hurt him at all. He just straight up looks at him.
Intuition. It's just like that car accident thing. It's like sometimes, like, you get intuition and it's almost like, no. Or
it
for me, simulation vibes is deja vu. Do you know how often I get deja vu? At least once a week.
It is weird. Deja vu is very odd. It's happened to me many times and it makes no sense.
It's simulation type
like
thing.
You could be like in, you could be like literally somewhere you've only been in once in your life. You're like, I've been here before. And you're like in Alaska and you're like, definitely not been in Alaska before, but I've been here. Like the,
yeah,
like you like someone walks in, like they're going to say something and they say the exact, it's weird.
See, and I've that is Alaska, the most but. Compelling evidence for this conspiracy theory.
Weird.
Now, you know, if I genuinely come back to Earth, I don't know if I believe it or not, but this is compelling. This is some good evidence.
And I will say, so I was thinking about this, right? And I think the guy that crossed the road was the driver's FBI agent.
Don't bring this back.
He did. And he was. And he was. He knew he was in, like, he was in his phone, you know, like listening to his conversation. He's like,
of course he was going to follow his orders. He's already here.
But like, what would you do if you told your kid that guy's going to do something and he does the exact same thing and smiles at you?
Okay, I would feel like my kid is going to obey everything I say now. Like,
and then, yeah, and then imagine, like, driving away and the guy's just, like, staring at you while you drive away.
That's too much for me.
And there's a guy he never met.
That's scary.
It is very scary.
I have had a similar situation.
So,
scary.
Those are all the conspiracy theories we have today. What was the craziest one for you? Like,
most outlandish conspiracy theory?
For me, for you, it's the lizard people. Come on.
The lizard people? For me, it's the Walt Disney's body. Hmm. Because I've always heard head and I've been like, nah, there's no way. But the whole body and him coming back?
Yeah.
Now that is something.
It makes sense. I mean, of course you'd want to, if you were rich and you knew you had an opportunity to freeze yourself to survive and see the future and be able to potentially be cured someday. I mean, that's too hard to pass up if you're Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have for you today. It's been a fun episode. Thank you for coming on, Abigail.
Of course, thanks for having me.
And so I did something a little special for my show and I made an outro. So we're gonna go ahead and cue the outro, but come back next week. Caden will be back and we'll have the normal programming. So
see you later.
Goodbye, everyone.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kinda Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rcradio.com/podcast. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.